Hello.
Good morning. My name is Anita, returning your call from customer support. How can I assist you?
I have a transaction apparently that you billed me for, and I have no idea who you sent it to and how. And I didn't make it. At least I think I didn't make it. And the transaction would have been against my charge card. What information do you need from me to figure this out?
Can I have your zip code, please?
Ma'am?
Your zip code?
30028.
Okay.
And on my bank statement, it gives me a number behind your phone number. Would that be you? 7750603 CO.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name?
First name is Hans, and the last name is Kein, Kein.
Okay. For, you said Hans, right?
Right.
Okay, for security purposes, can you verify that shipping address, please?
5635 12 Oaks Drive, Cumming, Georgia 30028.
Yes, I do show here that you did purchase our 600 milligram CBD gummies, which are naturally used to help reduce stress as well as any joint pain.
That should not be it. I bought that stuff somewhere in November and paid for it. I didn't reorder anything from them. And they didn't get any shipments.
You said you did not receive any shipments?
I did not receive a shipment from them in December. I didn't order anything in December.
So are you saying someone made these purchases using your account information?
That would be true. I ordered something from them in, I believe it was in October, end of October, beginning November. I ordered something from them, and I got that shipment, and I paid for it at the time. And they apparently they're redoing it. That's a no-no.
Okay, so I show that the purchase was made on the 24th of November, sir.
On the what?
24th of November.
That could be okay. That would be okay. I got one shipment from them, yes.
Okay, so that means that you were also enrolled in the auto shipment program, sir. Well,
No, I
I
did
don't
not.
think, I'm sorry.
I did not have a reorder.
Did you reorder the products?
No, I did not.
I'm not understanding what's going on.
I did not reorder it, and I sure as heck don't want to reorder it. Because it most certainly didn't work.
It says new reoccurring order, which was made on the 24th of.
December.
No, that was the old order. There was another order. Was it 24th? Yes, it says that you reordered, or the reoccurring charge was on the 24th of this month, sir.
Yeah, I did not. I did not do that. And I certainly didn't get anything. And I sure as heck don't want anything.
So, we can downgrade to a lesser quantity before actually canceling out because these are some great products, sir.
No, sir. No lesser quantity. No. The stuff didn't work to begin with. So it wasn't a great product.
Well, would you, do you need a higher quantity, sir?
No, I need you to cancel this order. cancel this.
And refund the money.
Sir, well, unfortunately, at this time, we're unable to actually refund any charges, but I can have that voided out.
Well, you void it out, and I'm going to the bank and make sure
okay. They
cancel the stuff.
The, let's see here. So, So what we can do, sir, is refund you 20%.
No, you refund
of the current charge.
No way. You're gonna refund all of it. I didn't get the product. I didn't order the product. I want a refund. Period.
Okay. Well, sir, what you would have to do is return that product to receive a full refund.
I don't have a product to return. You didn't send one.
Well, it's getting shipped out to you, sir.
Well, it didn't get shipped out to me, not here.
Sir, would you mind holding just a moment?
Yes, most certainly. Who am I holding for? Hopefully your supervisor. Well, I guess I got to call the bank back. I'm holding for somebody. This is crap. Well, if you refund your 20%, you send the product back.
First, it's not here.
Well, we shipped it out. Well,
they may have. Things are slow in delivery.
Ain't my problem anymore. They need to get their crap back.
Hello, Mr. King. Are you still there?
Yes.
Yes. In order for you to receive 100% refund, you will actually have to wait until you receive that product and then send it back.
When is that supposed to happen?
Within the next 3 to 7 days.
Well, in the meantime, I'm gonna call the bank. I'm gonna cancel. I'm gonna request that they cancel that because I cannot see paying for something I didn't get. I didn't order. And you make sure I'm not in that list anywhere to get anything else from you.
Well, sir, if you do that, you are aware that they will put you in the collections department, sir.
Well, they can put me in a correction department. I'm going to sue you. That's what I'm going to do.
The bank will then contact us as well in regards of these purchases. And once they're aware of the information that's given on the account, they will then be informed that these purchases are not any fraudulent charges and you will have to be held responsible, sir.
They are fraudulent charges because he was cheating me.
No, sir, they're not.
Yes, they are. You're doing a repeat of something that nobody requested.
Sir, in the terms and conditions, it does state that this is a 14-day free trial. And some of these items...
I don't have a 14-day trial. I purchased something from you a month ago, and I got the order, and I paid for it at the time. And whatever you're doing now, I didn't order.
It's on a reoccurring shipment, sir.
Do what?
That is because you were placed on a reoccurring shipment, an auto shipment program that you did not opt out of, sir.
That
so
I did not authorize. No authorized shipment.
You could have possibly looked over the terms and conditions, sir, but they were there.
I did.
Okay.
And I said no. It's a one-time shot. I was trying it, and you obviously, nothing I can do about that but you, because you're obviously not budging here. I'm going to call the bank and make sure they're not paying it. Period.
Okay, well, enjoy the rest of your morning. If you do want to receive that full refund, just give us a call back.